We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Chemo Buddies in Rialto has been part of the Cancer Patients Advocates community for over 5 years. During the holiday season, they focus their efforts on providing buddy bags to various children's hospitals and pediatric oncology centers. On the line to tell us more is Kim Keyes, founder of Chemo Buddies. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Kim, start by telling us how Chemo Buddies supports cancer patients.
Well, we support cancer patients, actually chemotherapy treatment patients, because some of our patients don't have cancer, but they do have chemotherapy. So we're actually specific to chemotherapy, radiation therapy patients, and we support them by way of our buddy bags. Our buddy bags have everything a patient needs in them for a 5 to 8 hour intravenous treatment session. Those sessions usually run between 5 and 8 hours, and our bags have everything they need to get them through. For nausea, if they are chilled, we have fleece blankets and fluffy socks for hot or cold feet. We have ginger ale to soften the blow of what it does to your tummy. We have bottled water. We have saltine crackers and Lay's potato chips, things that help for nausea. But my favorite part of the buddy bags are activity books, the Sudoku, crossword, and word search. Our buddy bags, most people that get those are their favorite items, because a lot of these treatment centers just have televisions, which is understandable. But during chemotherapy treatment, your brain cells die as well. So we try to activate them. And I remember my own personal journey. My doctor told me that was a good idea, that I was doing crossword puzzles. So we incorporated those into our buddy bags. So it's just stuff that helps them get through their session, because you can't just pick up your intravenous pole and walk around or walk to concession stands or go and get yourself lunch. And a lot of times this is their first time with chemotherapy or radiation treatment, and they don't know what to expect, but we do. So we try to head that off at the pass.
You gave us a hint as to this earlier, but tell us how Chemo Buddies got started.
Yeah. Well, I'm a breast cancer survivor. Actually, I was diagnosed December 1st, 10 years ago. So December 7th was when they called me and told me that I had to go in for surgery. So I had 22 months of chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and then another 9 years of the chemotherapy pill. And I was at two different treatment centers. The first one didn't work out for me, and I had a lot of Murphy's Law type setbacks. So when I got to my second one, they showed me it was right and how to actually get through this. So I can give a shout out to City of Hope. They actually saved my life. So I watched both treatment centers had none of the things that we have in our buddy bags. And those were things I know I needed. I was a single mother with one daughter who had just graduated from college and was engaged to be married. And my son, who was, I think, a freshman sophomore in college. And so I was a full-time employee for the government. I had to figure it out myself. I was actually the first person in my family, a long lineage of grandparents and great-great-grandparents and who knows what, who's ever had cancer and chemotherapy treatment. So no one knew how to help me, and I really didn't know how to help myself or what questions to ask. And so I just took stock of what was going on around me, and I noticed that a lot of people were in the same boat that I was. I get so emotional when I talk about Chemo Buddies, because not only did it help me mentally, a lot of chemotherapy treatment patients suffer from PTSD, and no one recognizes it. So we just want to be a hands-on support group who takes our job very seriously. That's why Chemo Buddies is spelled so different. My name is Kim Keyes, and so we spell chemo with the K, and we use Buddies apostrophe S to show ownership in the work that we do.
I'm speaking with Kim Keyes, founder of Chemo Buddies. Tell us about the Kids Helping Kids event you have going on this Saturday.
And this is another one of my personal favorite events that we do all year. During treatment, I noticed that there are people that, for my own, back in 2013 and 14, I noticed that there were a lot of people, specifically children, who have to stay in the hospital during chemo and radiation treatment. Their bodies and their immune system and their organs are too weak for them to leave the hospital, so they have to be monitored during these treatments. And I had no clue of this. And so they don't get to go home for the holidays. They have to stay, especially now. This is our fifth year doing it. But last year we gave some bags away, but the hospitals really weren't taking donations. But a couple of hospitals who knew how we packaged our bags and how everyone had to be vaccinated or wear masks and gloves, and our bags are packaged in sanitized bags so that there's no germs that attach to them after they've been assembled. Anyways, these children who are in in-house treatment, only one parent can come in this year because of COVID. Only one parent can come in last year. They can't be with their extended family. So they go through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's in treatment at the hospital. So our buddy bags, what we do is we bring the kids in the community. And I wish you could come and just come and stand back, because we let the kids do everything. We have a couple of adults who guide them, but we let the kids in the community come out, and sometimes we have 80, 90 kids that come out, and we teach them about charity work. But in addition to teaching them about charity work, they ask us a lot of questions about how come kids are in the hospital, and what is chemotherapy, and what is cancer. And we get to answer these questions as best as we can. You know, we have a lot of nurses and doctors that come out to our fundraisers, so they're able to answer them a little more intelligently than maybe some of the parents can. But I think it's so healthy and good, and it teaches them young and early about what this life really should be about, and that's if you know more, you do more, and about helping each other. We could get through a lot of things if we just thought about each other. So it's really such an amazing, and then we bring Santa Claus in for all the kid volunteers at the end, and he gives away little candy canes, and they get to tell Santa their wish and all that stuff. But that's just to say thank you for taking the time to come out and help some kids that unfortunately won't be able to spend the holidays with their families.
What impact do these buddy bags have on the patients who receive them? Is there one who really stands out to you?
There's not one. There's several. Mm. So I'm extremely probably too attached. But I will tell you that we get hundreds and hundreds of emails from patients who have gotten our buddy bags. We don't know these people. They just go on our website and they say, thank you for the buddy bag. And everything I needed was in that bag. I had no clue I needed these things. It was one. We don't need 100. Just one something will make me go forever. I will say that currently, even on our flyers, we have Una, who is from the Philippines. And we do a lot of international shipping, personalized buddy bags. And her parents reached out to us for buddy bags. But then I take on personalized buddy bags that are shipped or personalized stories. Those are mine. I don't give them to the board. I don't give them to our volunteers. I kind of want to know what that person is going through, and I try to follow them along the way. And she is, I think, 8 or 9. She's been battling brain cancer since she was 4. She is such a strength and a force to be reckoned with. Just her personality, period. So she likes these LOL dolls, and she likes the color purple. So her buddy bag, I incorporate some of her favorite things, personalized water bottles and things of that nature. And then she makes little videos to say thank you. That kid, I can't hardly stand it. A lot of times, if we meet our quota for the month of donations, Chemo Buddies itself will donate to like a Una, who in the Philippines, they have to pay for every treatment. Their medical insurance doesn't cover their chemotherapy treatment. People don't know this. So sometimes we'll donate $100 or $50 or $200 to like one person we'll get. We had another kid in San Diego. He was doing so good, and he played hockey, and I would drive 2 hours to go see him after he was done with treatment. And unfortunately, a couple of years ago, we lost him. He relapsed. And so, I know it's probably not the best thing for me to do, but I get so personally involved. And some of our board members, well, all of our board members, how they're board members is because they have their own personal cancer story. And so they have they come with a lot of empathy for the work that we do. And there's no payment, but the reward is just hearing these stories and watching this little girl survive in such horrible conditions and stay positive. That's probably the one for the year that stands out right now.
Do the kids who volunteer at this event need to sign up in advance, or can they just show up?
We like them to sign up in advance because 1 year, 2 years ago, we had so many kids that we had to go in shifts and they could only stuff 10 bags. So now we ask that people call us and let us know who's coming and how many are coming. But if not, we work around it. And we have really, really good people in the community, business owners in the community, like the Embassy Suites. It's a really gorgeous, large hotel. And they accommodate us. They work with us to make the event run smoothly. So we like people to call us in advance, but if not, we work around it.
How else can the community support you?
Well, we accept in-kind donations because it's so much stuff to be carrying back and forth. So we have like a list, and a lot of people call us and we'll tell them what's on our list. Sometimes we post on our social media what's left that we need, and then we devise it. But it changes hourly. But we have, like, we need small plastic bottled water, small plastic ginger ales. We need saltine crackers, single ones, in a single sleeve. So we're always looking for in-kind donations around this time, because monetary donations are amazing because, you know, we ship, and shipping is probably our biggest cost because we ship all over the world. But if people would like to do in-kind donations or come and bring donations, that's so helpful because it keeps us from having to go shopping and then to transport. And then we have one of our board members is a logistics person. Her full-time job is Costco. And a lot of times we get the stuff so early and she throws it all away because it's expired.
I'm speaking with Kim Keyes, founder of Chemo Buddies. Their Kids Helping Kids event will be held this Saturday, December 11th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Ontario. Kim, where can we go to get more information?
We're on social media, Chemo Buddies, again, spelled with a K-H-E-M-O-B-U-D-D-Y-S. Or you can go to our website, chemobuddies.org. Our website usually has all of our up-to-date information, and it has our contact information. I think it also has our links to our social media pages. So we encourage people to do that. But we have phone numbers on our website, and we like phone calls. We like personal stories. We like people to call us and tell us, I want to be a volunteer. We had, if I can say this real quick, and I'll give them a shout-out too, we had a new restaurant open. We're actually based out of Rialto, but we service all of California, a lot of Southern California on a daily basis. But we had the Texas Roadhouse open in Rialto about 3 weeks ago, and they hosted a friends and family day for Chemo Buddies where they collected donations. And we collected more money than we had ever for any fundraiser collectively in a year in just that instance. And I will say that the people that support us and the people that come out and do fundraisers on our behalf are some of our favorite people. So that's what we have going on. The community supports us, and we're looking forward to seeing all the faces out there. We will take every precaution to make sure that people are safe. We have some really cute masks that are Santa, snowmen, and you know, some designs that kids will love. We have elf ears and Santa hats. And it's just a really, really fun time. But we always encourage people to bring the kids in your life out and teach them something different that they haven't done before.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community. I hope you have a very successful event this Saturday. And congratulations on beating cancer.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. We appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.